Perhaps only in Baghdad is there another national capital where security on the streets is this tight. Soldiers on Colombo's Marine Drive, parallel to the Indian Ocean, randomly pull over vehicles for inspections and to scrutinize identification cards of drivers and passengers. In a drive of a few kilometers, motorists can be expected to be halted several times at roadblocks. Sri Lanka has deployed an additional 12,000 police officers and 7,000 military personnel to augment normally tight security. The goal is to prevent any attacks by the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam. The Tamil Tigers, on the defensive in the north of the country, have declared a unilateral 10-day ceasefire while dignitaries are in the capital for the leaders' summit of SARC, the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. Despite that declaration, fighting between troops and the Tamil Tigers is continuing on three fronts. Army spokesman Brigadier Udaya Nanayakara tells VOA News the government cannot trust the rebels to observe their own ceasefire and will try to keep them on the defensive, while Sri Lanka hosts the high-profile regional summit.
They are terrorists. Whenever they declare unilateral ceasefire, they have some kind of hidden agenda. You cannot believe them, so we have taken necessary precautions and at the same time we'll be applying pressure on them so that they'll have to concentrate on their own ground rather than creating any sabotage activities in the areas in Colombo.
There are conflicting accounts of this week's fighting in the northern Wani region. The military says more than 30 rebels and three government soldiers died. Media reports quote the Tigers, who have been fighting for 25 years for an independent Tamil homeland, as claiming success in resisting the military offensive and killing five soldiers. Some 1,000 delegates of SARC are converging on Colombo. Later in the week, the heads of government are expected to arrive from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, the Maldives, Nepal, and Pakistan. China, the European Union, Iran, Japan, Mauritius, and the United States are sending observer delegations. Steve Herman, VOA News, Colombo.